Well, it's episode 25, and Small Town Talk is a little drained this month. Lost a couple of weeks courtesy of COVID-19, so lacking spark, enthusiasm, and energy, we called on Big Bob to liven things up a bit.
Last Saturday night, when I called to take you to a rock and roll ball, but your line wasn't there. Busy. It was a busy, 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 so you got me a walking around dizzy. Oh, believe me, baby, you missed the treat. There was a rocking and a rolling all in the street, but your line was a busy. Oh, girl, your line was a busy. It was a busy, 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 so you got me a walking around dizzy. Yeah. Shook up the whole snack bar, but your line wasn't busy. Ooh, girl, your line wasn't busy. It was a busy, 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 so you got me a walking line busy. I plan to stop by the drugstore and have a malt, play the jukebox and I have a little talk, but your line wasn't busy. Ooh, girl, your line wasn't busy. It was a busy, 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 so you got me a walking line busy.
No, sorry all you Welsh sea rowers out there. That wasn't the legendary Big Balls Bob of Pembrokeshire Yacht Club rowing fame. He's moved to Portugal. But instead, it was Big Bob Cornegay, one-time member of the Harlem doo-wop group The Dewdroppers, with Your Line Was Busy from 1959. And now, from 6 years earlier, here are The Dewdroppers with Bam-a-Lam.
Well, Bam-a-Lam, 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 you should have seen what a girl 17 did to me. Lordy, lordy, Bam-a-Lam. Well, she took me to a party. Well, she turned the lights down low, and she threw her arms around me, and she would not let me go. Bam-a-lam,
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 bam-a-lam. You should have seen what a girl 17 did to me. Lordy, lordy, bam-a-lam.
Boy, she took me in the kitchen. She made me drink some wine. And she made me lose my mind. Bam-a-lam,
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 bam-bam,
bam-a-lam, bam-a-lam. You should have seen what a girl 17 did to me. Lordy, lordy, bam-a-lam. Well, we started in the kitchen. Man, we really had a ball. We rocked on through the parlor, and we moved out in the hall. We were doing the Bam-a-Lam,
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 Bam-a-Lam. You should have seen what a girl 17 did to me. Lordy, lordy, Bam-a-Lam. When I took her home that morning, she said I had to be her man. She had a father waiting for me with a shotgun in his hand. Should have seen what a girl 17 did to me.
To me.
Bam-a-Lam from 1953 by the Dewdroppers. Now this next track is for the leader of OK Jive, 80s groundbreaking, genre-bending, Afro-new-wave band, the charismatic Datsun Cherry, who still knocks out great good time music with the Nunhead Folk Circle. I'm playing this for Datsun because it sounds like a song he could have written himself. This is Pokey Lafarge with Get It For It's Gone. Lafarge with Get It For It's Gone, the opening track on his brilliant 2021 album In the Blossom of Their Shade. Now let's go back 40 years, back to Datsun Cherry's band OK Jive and their album Life at the Blue Chonjo Sky Day and Night Club with Anyway.
Work didn't fake it.
taken directly from my old vinyl. Yes, that was Datsun back in 1982 on guitar and backing vocals, with Ruby Jive on lead. Datsun once told me he liked this next fellow, Steve Alamo. I think the song we were talking about may have been Every Day I Have to Cry Some, but I'm not sure. It's a great song, but this is better, with its thumping bass intro and Alamo's rasping vocal, She's My Baby. Oh yeah, it's also two songs, one title.
Thank you.
Well, that was Fats Domino with a typical rolling bit of New Orleans R&B, She's My Baby from 1950. And before that, She's My Baby from Steve Alamo and the Redcoats from 1959. Classified as rockabilly at the time, but more akin to early garage rock. In fact, Steve Alamo's younger brother James's garage band, the Mojo Men, recorded an even wilder version 6 years later in 1965. And Raoul Donner recorded an almost note-perfect copy of Steve Alamo's original in 1961. And here he is with his biggest hit, You Don't Know What You've Got Until You Lose It. And no, he's not Elvis.
You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I abused it. And now I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. 'Cause I know now I acted in a foolish way.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I misused it. I never knew how lonely loneliness could be. And now I need you, dear, as you once needed me.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So now if you'd come to this lonely heart you own, I'd give you all my loving like you've never known. You don't know what you've got until you lose it. You gave me all your love, but I misused it. And now I'm sorry for the things I didn't say. 'Cause I know now I acted in a foolish way.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Written by Paul Hampton, who wrote Don Gibson's Sea of Heartbreak, and George Burton, You Don't Know What You Got Until You Lose It was originally intended for a girl group, until Raoul Donner and his manager heard Hampton's demo. And back in 61, many, including Elvis's mum and my mum, thought it was indeed the King's latest release. I mentioned the same thing back in episode 16 when I played the wonderful B-side, So Close to Heaven. Now, throughout the 50s, I read a lot of comics and was fascinated at the back page ads for things like X-ray specs, the secret spy scope, the Daisy Eagle air rifle, the joy buzzer. No, not one of them. Look it up if you think I'm kidding. But the ad that beguiled all us boys was Charles Atlas's Dynamic Tension, partly because of the comic strip illustration that supposedly told the true tale of Mr. Atlas's rise from Seven Stone Weakling to Muscle Man. Here's 10cc's very clever take on it, Sand in My Face.
I look in my mirror.
What did you see? Looking at you.
I saw a 9-stone weakling.
What did you see?
I saw Mr. France.
What did he have?
A girl on his shoulder.
Dynamic tension. Make a man out of you.
tell you about Alex. He's got
hands like hands,
hands like hands,
knees like trees,
knees like trees,
200 pounds, surfboard Hercules.
Mr. Atlas, won't you bring her all back to me?
By Lowell Cream, Graham Gouldman and Kevin Godley, the very tongue-in-cheek Sand in My Face was from 10cc's brilliant debut album released in 1973. Although it produced three top 10 singles, including the number one Rubber Bullets, critics and the public alike didn't quite know what to make of it. It was very progressive, but also very retro, part Beach Boys, Zappa, or even perhaps Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. In fact, it was a kind of experimental homage to all their influences. You name it, musical theatre, B-movies, comics, American culture, drive-ins, doo-wop, James Dean, Hollywood. A brilliant debut album that would bear fruit in the second album, Sheet Music. Now, my link with Kevin Godley was at Art College in the Potteries. Can you see this next link? It's very dodgy.
Everybody leaving.
1966, that was Making Time by 60s British beat band The Creation. Now, Eddie Phillips, who co-wrote the song with singer Kenny Pickett, is perhaps the very first person to play his guitar using a violin bow. The tentative link, of course, and it's a poor one, is the Potteries. Making Time is the theme tune to the Great Pottery Throwdown, the only reality show worth watching, in my opinion. So keep up the good work, Keith Brimer-Jones. Now, this next track, in fact, every track on this album, really knocked me off my feet. I didn't know which one to play. It's by great Spanish R&B band, The Limbus. Great is that. I came across it by sheer chance, searching the internet for a hard to come by CD. I found a copy at Penniman Records in Barcelona. Now my first thought was that Penniman is Little Richard's surname, so that bodes well. Anyway, when the CD turned up, there was also a promo copy from a band called The Limbus on Penniman Records included in the package. I played it, and I played it again louder, and I kid you not, folks, this is great stuff. I now have all three albums by The Limbus, and there's not one filler track on any. Every song is as good as Big Shot, the one I just played. It's from their third album, 2019's Baia. I may have mispronounced it. It's B-A-I-A. There are many bands down the years that have explored 50s R&B, swing, rockabilly, but this band have really hit the nail on the head. It's the music I love best, with a touch of Latin here and there. So listen in to next month's Small Town Talk for more from The Limbus, and I've stuck a link on the podcast page. Please check them out. Now my problem is how to follow that. Don't Feel Sorry For Me. That was originally recorded as a piece of New Orleans Fats Domino style R&B by Jimmy Beasley in 1956. But that up-tempo cover was by the Iquettes from 1965, which went on to become a Northern Soul classic. And next up, this is the original of a song that became the Stones' first top 10 hit in the States. Irma Thomas with Time Is On My Side from early 1964. It's not quite the first version, as I said earlier, but it is the first with full lyrics. It was written as an instrumental by Jerry Ragavoy for jazz trombonist Kai Winding's orchestra and recorded with the sweet inspirations repeating just the lines Time Is On My Side and You'll Come Running Back over a trombone lead. The extra lyrics were in fact written for Irma Thomas's 1964 version and covered by the Stones later that year. And now for another big voice lady. In 1956, Big Maybelle had a hit with the old standard Candy. This, however, is the rockier B-side. That's A Pretty Good Love.
That's a pretty good love. Baby, my love will last.
How long?
Long as life in my body.
You swear?
I swear to you on the Bible.
When?
In the old time you say that's a pretty good love. Baby, please come on home.
Why?
Wanna put my arms around you.
Oh, yeah?
Squeeze your tear up like old Chris.
That's bad.
That's the way I feel about you. That's a pretty good love. Ain't nobody love you like I do. Honey, I know just what to do. I ain't much to look at and I won't win a prize. come to love and I'll open your eyes. Baby, I love you so.
Show now.
You got me begging, pleading.
That right.
Your love is all I'm needing.
Say more.
There's nothing I wouldn't do. That's a pretty good love. Open your eyes. Baby, I love you so.
Show now.
You got me begging and pleading.
That right.
Your love is all I'm needing.
Say more.
There's nothing I wouldn't do. That's a pretty good love. That's a pretty good love. That's a pretty good love.
Mabel Smith, otherwise known as Big Maybell, with A Pretty Good Love. Next up is a Texan blues man who should be a lot better known than he is, James Wayne. Sometimes called James Waynes, with an S on the end, and also known as Wee Willie Wayne. He was active throughout the early 50s, recording in Houston, Atlanta and New Orleans. His song Junko Partner, which is very New Orleans, has been covered dozens of times, notably by Dr. John and Professor Longhair, but even The Clash did a rock version of it. I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play his 1955 release, Travelin' Mood. The melody should be familiar to just about everybody. See if you can work out what I'm talking about.
Maybe gonna find her. Gonna find my baby. Gonna bring her home with me. She said that she would never leave. Now she's gone away to breathe me. I was fast asleep and begun her midnight creeping. Gonna find her. Gonna find my baby. Gonna bring her home with me. My bag's all packed for the travel. Gonna cover many miles of gravel. Gonna find my baby. She's a fine little lady. Gonna find her. Gonna find my baby. Gonna bring her home with me. Mississippi, Florida. I'm going to Alabama. I'm going to Louisiana, Tennessee. I'm gonna find my baby. Gonna bring her home with me.
See what I mean? If Mungo Jerry's In the Summertime and Pterodactyl and the Dinosaur's Seaside Shuffle weren't very slightly influenced, and of course, obviously, subconsciously influenced, we mustn't cast nasturtiums. Well, if they weren't influenced by Wee Willie Wayne's Travelin' Mood, then grits ain't groceries and eggs ain't poultry. Well, it's time to go, and we're playing out with a bit of Tex-Mex from the Jerry Wexler-produced album Doug Sarman Band from 1973. The band was effectively a collection of Doug's favourite musicians, and included, amongst others, Bob Dylan, Dr. John and Flaco Jimenez. Just listen to those twin fiddles. It's my old favourite, Doug Sarm, and he's trying to escape. Is anybody going to San Antone or Phoenix, Arizona?
There's a song now about my hometown.
It's all small town talk.